أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله، ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق، ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. In the previous part of this ayat, the beginning part, we read where the Bani Israel asked, instead of manna and salwa, the simple things of this dunya, and they brought themselves down from a high position to a low position, that they had freely the ni'mat of Jannat, and for which they did not even have to work for, and there was no hisab kitab for them for that in the akhirat either. But they chose the things of this dunya, the simple vegetables and simple things of this dunya, for which they had to work for, etc. So they continuously broke the laws of Allah, and from quite a bit, many ayat, rukus in front, Allah explained how many favors Allah had blessed them with. They were the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala, the Bani Israel, the Jews of that time, and Allah had favored them and forgiven them so greatly. What big gunas they made, but Allah Ta'ala forgave them. But when they went beyond all the limits and bounds, then Allah Ta'ala sent His punishment upon them. And this is a lesson for us also to learn. We are in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the very chosen ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as long as we remain in the ummah and in the lines of the ummah, Allah's great favors are on us. But if we also go out of line, then we must also fear. Allah has mentioned what happened to the Bani Israel, and we must fear that also. So Allah says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Or dali gay un par zillat or muhtaji. And then we encompassed them, we covered them. They were completely overtaken with humiliation and disgrace, and with being in need all the time. And this is a thing which Allah has put on the Jews. They are despised people, no matter how they, what their position is, what they have got. But people hate a Jew by nature. And that they are continuously, no matter how much they have of this dunya, they are afraid all the time that we will lose everything. And for that, it is because of this miskana, this fear. And when a person has this, then Allah writes al-faqr on his forehead. And all the time, then he wants more and is afraid. This is the very reason why a person then goes to all types of insurance policies. That what if this happens, what will happen to me? If that happens, what will happen to my family? If that happens, so all the time he's in need. And this fear is in them. And they are the ones who haven't only got this fear, but they are the ones who promote all this insurance policies in the world. Whatever type of insurance policies, they are the ones, because they are so much in fear all the time, and they've put the people in fear also. And everyone fears my health, my car, my house, my old age, all the time, all types of policies then he takes out. It is this fear which Allah has put a seal upon them. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ or phire Allah ka ghussa lekar. And in return, they were blessed to such a high level, but they turned away from there, and with the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has permanently put His wrath and anger upon them. So we also have to fear breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We think it's small, as we must be aware that perhaps it's the first time that in Saudi Arabia, that now even dogs, the dog shop has been opened, and to take dogs for a walk and all that, could never be imagined that these things would come in Saudi Arabia. But this did not happen just overnight. From small things which we take as small, and it has led to here, and we don't know still where it's going to lead to. So like that in our lives also, when people who have prudence, intelligence and foresight, they warn us of the small things, we think they are being petty. Do we think they are being too particular and they are overdoing things? But eventually we land into the worst type of crimes. Like with the Bani Israel, they started with small things and finally they landed where Allah Ta'ala had put for permanently humiliation and disgrace for them, and that they are all the time afraid, no matter how much they have of this dunya, they can be as rich as they are, but they want more. And the true richness which comes in the hadith, al-ghina, ghina nafs. A person is a rich person when he is within himself, he is content. And as long he can be a multi-billionaire, but if he wants more still and is fearing this will happen, then that person is still a poor person. He's all the time muhtaj, all the time. So these people, whatever they have got, they want more. And they have bought over the anger of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And in the ayat in front, Allah explains what the main causes of this was, so that we can also take heed and we don't fall prey to the same things. Otherwise, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, whatever sins they have committed, we will also commit, which is a warning for us, be careful. Allah has explained to us in detail their lives, their transgression, so that we don't fall prey to those same things. May Allah guide us and have mercy on us.